Have you heard about the new MagnaGrip Pro Nozzle? The MagnaGrip Pro Nozzle is the easiest, most advanced nozzle ever, protecting you from the dangers of diesel exhaust fumes. With its patented flex magnet technology, the Pro Nozzle easily attaches with one hand from a standing position, can snap on from any angle, and fits flush to the apparatus, saving a ton of space. A MagnaGrip is the only exhaust removal system that offers a true 100% seal. For free grant assistance and to learn more, go to MagnaGrip.com.
All right. Welcome to another Fire Engineering Podcast, Networking for Success. I'm your host, Dave McGlynn. We got an interesting show tonight, so my guest may or may not be able to do the whole show, so hopefully we're able to get through some stuff. I just want to give a quick background of the show real quick to everybody, first-time listener. Show is, I've had it for almost 4 years. Fire Engineering gave me the show. I talk to people from all over the country, people that are in the fire service, people are in the military. We talk about leadership. We talk about training opportunities. We talk about networking. And we basically just talk shop. I try to end every show with my guests telling me what they think or they would like their personal legacy to be. And that's it. So I appreciate any first-time listeners and anybody that's been listening for a while now. I appreciate you guys listening as well. So tonight I am joined by a friend of mine, a guy that I've known for over 20 years. We're dating ourselves there. That's how old we are now. We grew up in the same area. We came up through the same, went to the same fires, everything like that. And our dream where we grew up so close to the city, was to get on the city. And my brother Billy here, he defied all odds, and anybody who thought that he wasn't going to do it back home, he proved them all wrong. I remember when I was a dispatcher, he would stop in at night because he would be doing runs around the town to get himself in shape to get himself prepped to go and take the practical part of the FDNY test. He ended up getting hired. He's working in the city now for over 14 years, and he's doing big things. He's all over the internet. Everybody should know who he is. He's that big, massive guy from Ladder 7. He's all tatted up, and he looks like the epitome of your truckie fireman. He's been in the fire service, like I said, for over 20 years. He's a second generation fireman. His father, by the same name, was also in the fire service, also a police officer, and his brother AJ. Grew up with us, and then he ended up getting hired down in D.C. and his sister also is in the fire service. EMS field, Shannon, and the whole family has been just involved with emergency services, and they come from great stock. So, my brother Billy Hegedus, thank you for joining me tonight, brother. I appreciate having you on.
Good to be here, brother. It's been a while. It's good to be on the show.
No, I appreciate it, man. It's a long time overdue, man. I'm glad that we were able to make it happen. And for those that are listening, And I know you're not a sour grape guy, just, we both, people doubted us, and we proved everybody that we were going to be able to do it because we knew what we wanted. And that's why I say, I watch everything you're doing. I see all that you're doing, not just because you got in the job in the city, although that's monumental, but everything you've done since. And I'm so proud of you. I applaud you. I brag about you. I tell everybody because, you're like in these pictures for like these T-shirt things and everything like that. Like I see you on there, and I'm like, I know that guy. I grew up with that guy. I've known that guy forever. So it's just awesome to see you just doing such awesome things, bro. I'm so proud of you.
Well, I always tell people, and we were just those Jersey kids that would jump in a van at like 17, 18 years old. And just test up and down the East Coast. And that's why we have so many friends on the East Coast, because one of us played a job like Newport News, Philly, up in Boston, D.C., all the way down to Atlanta. Like, we just, that's what Jersey kids did as a volley.
You're right.
I just got lucky enough to go to New York.
Yep.
Listen, they got the test in Fairfax County. Who wants to go? And we're like, all right, we borrow someone's van and we all jump in it. But just, that's how we spent our Saturdays when we were younger. And like, it's paying off now, right? So.
Yeah.
Like we, you know, it's all about being humble, like where we come from, and we're never going to forget because we all, you know, we all grew up in that little town of Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. And we went through those struggles. You're absolutely right. That's a beautiful
way to put that. We've all done it. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So I got a couple of standard questions. So for the audience or the people that may not know who you are, I want you to do me a favor. Just tell me a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what inspired you to get into the fire service.
My name is Billy Hegedus. I'm 39. Old. I'm about to be 40, going to be old. Grew up in Woolwich, New Jersey, a small town, Hopelon. You know, my father was a volunteer in the town, and that's all I kind of knew growing up. And I was like, I couldn't wait to be a volley in high school. You know, we all sat there like, oh, we can't wait to be 18. And he's basically my biggest inspiration to be a fireman. And he always looked at, you know, our backyard was New York City. It was like, we would always take those day trips and like, oh, we got to go see a firehouse. And like, that just inspired me to be a New York City fireman. And then, so I've been doing that for 14 years. I've been, I started as a volley in 2001. So we got a little over 20 years in the fire service. And then also, besides being a fireman, I train, teach, compete, and strongman, and I do that around the country. And that's just something I got into. We'll get into a little later about it, but it's a passion of mine. And I just wanted to reach out to all the firemen and show them that there's other avenues of fitness instead of just benching or CrossFit. Like, we can make it fun because strongman's functional. That's kind of where I'm at today.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about that, tonight's episode, we're going to be covering the importance of physical fitness and training. So in your experience, why is physical fitness so important in the fire service?
Well, think about it right away. When those tones drop or falling off a fire, your heart rate just goes through the roof already, even before you're doing anything. You know, what's I saying? Like, the leading cause of death in the fire service is heart attacks. So how I looked at it was, like, when I got on the job, I was, you know, slim, what, 235? And over the years, I gained over 100 pounds. Why is that? Because think about some of the three things we do, right? First of all, our portions are bigger than average portions we eat. And I bet you in every firehouse that I see, there's a 24-hour bakery, right? There's always cookies. There's always chips. There's always ice cream. So you're going to hit one of those at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're not, you know, on a run. And then, you know, the second thing is our sleep. When was the last time anybody in the firehouse got 8 hours of, like, sleep?
You
never,
no matter where you are, even in the big city or not, you're right.
Yeah, it just, and I call it like a sleep where it's like, not a guarded sleep, but you sleep at the firehouse, you sleep at home, it's two different sleeps. Like, you don't want to miss a run. Nobody wants to miss a run at night. So you're not really in that, like, deep sleep. And then the third one, and the big one, I think, is the drinking. And I'm guilty of it. We all are. Listen, you have a baby, we go drinking. You get promoted, we go drinking. You get divorced, we go drinking. You get married, you go drinking. You make a grab, we go drinking. So everything we do, there's something about drinking. It's just a brotherhood, sisterhood that we just come into. So you add all those three together, unchecked, it just gets out of control. And it's not like, oh, my God, I'm fat one day. It's those 5 to 10 pounds every year that you don't notice until my gear don't fit. My heart hurts. Why does this look, you know, no way. These shirts shrunk. I got years on. Oh, it's old time. We have to come to grips that maybe we should add physical fitness into our lives. Because how many times, you know, I had a bad night tonight. I'm not going to go to the gym tonight. I'll go tomorrow. Well, tomorrow never happens because you do it again and again. You take it off until it's too late.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's you know, why I think why I started it.
Yep. That's actually, it leads right into the next question, which you mostly answered, but that was it. You know, it was just what inspired you to take on this active role with the physical fitness. So what I'll do is I'll add to it and just outside of that, because you covered a lot of that, was what inspired you to take it outside of just yourself and try to touch the rest of us in the fire service?
So actually what made me kind of start it was I was that fat guy. I tried to put my bunker gear on one run. And it didn't fit. And what happens in the firehouse? When you do something, everybody sees it. And like, oh, you fat, this and that. And I was like, you know what? I got to make a change. That was my low point, was I need to make a change in my life. Like, I work in Manhattan. There's so many stairs. I would go 2 or 3 flights of stairs. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm done. Like, my heart feels like it's going out my chest. Like, I don't want to be the guy they got to carry out. I'm a big dude. So why do what everybody did at the time? Go to CrossFit gym. So I get to the CrossFit gym. I see guys 135 pounds, shirts off, doing handstands, like muscle, whatever, pull-ups. And I'm like, I'm not doing this. I lasted 30 seconds. I walked out. I'm like, no way I'm going to do this. Part of it is because I knew I couldn't. And part of it was the pride. Firefighters have pride. We're alpha. So it's like, I ain't doing this. I embarrassed myself on that cute girl. So I was a little down on my luck. So you kind of like think about it, right? I'm like, oh, she's hot. I can't do this. So I walked out, and I was down on my luck.
That's good inspiration
and then,
right there.
And then I was down on my luck, and then I was like, you know what? I found Strongman. I found this guy, Hans, that runs Global Strongman Gym now in Brooklyn. It was in Manhattan. And I was like, oh, that's the stuff you saw on Christmas with the guys pulling tanks and flipping those big tires and, like, it's massive. I was like, that stuff looks fun. So I go to Hans, and I remember I was like walked in. There was like these big dudes everywhere, and I'm like, I'm just like skinny fat, as I call it. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. These guys are like cute. And then I looked at Hans. Hans looked at me. And he goes, "You want to lift and get bigger? Sign that paper." I was like, "Yes, sir." I was like scared. So he put me through a ringer of a workout. I almost died, but I fell in love with it. And why I fell in love with it is because through the years, I realized that it's functional fitness, and that's what we do in the fire service. Think about a sandbag carry, a victim drag, right? Think about a farmer carry, which is you're carrying weights across the floor. That's carrying tools. So I was finding out that all this stuff translated into the fire service, and I was like, I'm having fun doing this. Maybe I should reach out to other firemen doing this. And the second reason why I wanted to reach out to other people was because I went to a competition. I got to my first competition, and I was scared shitless. I didn't know anybody. I don't know what I was doing. And this guy, Eric from Long Island, he was a fireman. And he saw my shirt. I was a fireman. He goes, "Hey, listen, come talk to me." And I didn't even know this guy. I mean, you know how the brotherhood, I love the brotherhood because it's like, oh, you're a fireman, you're a fireman. All right, you can stay in my place. Oh, let's get drinks. Like, it's just an instant bond. And that's what happened where he was doing Strongman for like 5 years. And I was like, there's more of us out. And he helped me through the competition. I got second place. So I put two and two together, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I should start something because there's nothing on the internet at the time. Because back in 2015, there was really no fitness groups for firemen. Like nothing like big. Like there was kind of out there, but they weren't really like that big yet. So I was like, maybe I can reach out. And then one day, actually I'm competing with him in 2 weeks. Rick Smith from Maine, he's an acting fireman. He came down to my gym. He's like, "You do Strongman too?" I was like, "There's more of us." So me and him were like, we should start a club around the country where it's like, if you're competing, just, hey, I'm competing in this place. Maybe we should meet up and we can like borrow each other's tacky or like we can like warm each other up, you know, like help each other out. So that's how it started. But then it also started into an Instagram page where now I can be like, I can showcase other firemen around the country that do it and be like, hey, you're not alone. Like we're all in this together. Like we don't have to do other like workouts. If you want to do Strongman, we have something. We have a group, a bond, like a brother and sisterhood. And when I started, I couldn't believe how many people through the years that I met that do Strongman. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's huge, and it has a beautiful following. It, you know, it's funny with FDIC. You know, I know you guys were out there doing stuff, and we weren't even able to meet up. That's the shitty thing about, you know, this beautiful FDIC because there's so many people. There's 35,000 people. But then and the other side, you know, flip side, it gets shitty because of that. Like, you know, here's the two of us. We've known each other since 2001. And, you know, we weren't even able to meet up. But to the point, you know, that's how big it got, this thing that you're doing is, you know, you guys brought it out there and you're marketing it out there and showing people out there and the internet following that you have. And, you know, it is very inspiring. Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm not even going to lie, you know. So one, I'm proud of myself, and you'd be proud of it. So I lost 50 pounds since January.
Oh, good for you,
because
bro.
I got
good
to
for
that,
you.
Yeah, thank you. Because I got to that same spot, you know, like, and you've met my wife before. Like, my wife is, she's a hot Puerto Rican, you know. So
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking at these pictures, and even though she had the kids, she's it's in the genes, bro. She stayed hot, so. So I'm like, you know, I lost all my hair. I got all fat. And I'm looking at these pictures of us, and I'm like, oh, my God, dude, I hate looking at myself. And then, you know, since I got promoted, I'm in the white shirt now. So my nickname in the firehouse became Fluffy because I look like, you know, like the Marshmallow Man, you know. So I just started cutting out the carbs and the sugars, and then I just, you know, created basically my own diet plan and started, you know, watching how much I consumed, and I started eating slower, like chewing my food slower instead of eating so fast, because like you were saying earlier, you know, in the fire service, we throw it down real quick. You know, like I said, it doesn't matter if you're where you're at in a busy city or if you're where I'm at working on an army base, you know, regardless, you know, we don't know if there's going to be a call. So we just become accustomed to just tossing it down the gullet as fast as we can. And I started getting real fat. And I, like I said, I changed all those habits and I dropped 50 pounds and I'm very happy. You know, I'm comfortable. I'm not like winded anymore. Like, I just be walking from my office down to the apparatus floor and I would be like, oh my God, dude, like I am fucking fat, dude. Like, oh my God. So, now, you know, just because of this conversation we're having, you know, it's funny. I was working today and I was in the firehouse talking to one of the guys and he was saying about, you know, we should start like a club inside the firehouse and start doing this kind of exercises. And I said, you know, it's hilarious. I said, I'm interviewing a friend of mine tonight on the podcast and he does that. You know, so that's actually, it's going to bring us right into the next part of the question, because I have questions for myself of, you know, how we would get started. So where would someone start if they were looking to start doing these type of exercises? And also, you know, how could you implement that, or, you know, how could or should you implement that into your training programs?
So I'm going to be a little biased here with my answer, but, yeah, like I said before, when I started this, there wasn't that many fitness groups out there that was like helping and like giving back and doing things. And, I worked with one, which I'm not going to talk about because I don't work with them anymore. But I will talk with one of that's really a personal one of mine is, a company called, I think they're amazing because they take not just the, like the fitness aspect about it. They take mental well-being, sleep, all that stuff, plus the fitness and stretching. The company, because how many times do you think about it, right? You're like you said, oh, I'm getting big. I got to start working out. So you go downstairs. I'm going to bench 5x5. That's all you know. Now you're like, now what am I going to do? Because there's nothing to follow. So you just bench and you go upstairs. And now you're like, oh, what do I do now? What do I do tomorrow? Because there's no programs to follow. So, like, companies like O2X, they come to your firehouse, and they actually make workouts for you. They make meal plans for you. Like, in D.C., they have it, and it's amazing that what it does for them. Because think about it, right? I actually got my firehouse said this perfectly the other day. I didn't know I was going to be honest before. He goes, a lot of times you have a good offense, meaning that you work out, you run, you do cardio, you lift for an hour a day, but you have a poor defense. So you're going to be doing that. And then go upstairs and scarf down 2 bacon, 8 cheeses with 4 donuts during the day. If you
right,
do that, you're never going to get anywhere.
It's available. If that's the other
because it is
thing,
available,
like
but,
you said,
like, yeah, you're right.
It's
you're
right
you're
there
also
in the
thinking,
fire.
Too, right? But you're also thinking, too, right? I just worked out. Oh, I need to carb up. I need sugars. But you're not doing the right sugars. For example, I talked to one of my nutritionists. Like, sugars, right? Sugars are not that bad for you. It's the added sugars. I never knew that. Like, there's certain things that firemen just like, oh, we see it on the internet, must be true, or it's at the kitchen table, must be true. You know, we don't talk to real people. So that's one route you can go. Or there also is a lot of, like, Instagram followers of fitness that are out there that do free workouts, and you can reach out to them. Like, I'm one of them where it's like, you want to learn strongman? I have no problem teaching you because it's just, it's like giving back to the community, you know? You're giving back to the fire service because what you said before, I was there too. I was like, oh, my God, my gear don't fit. Am I going to throw a carabiner on this? This is not good. And, like, it's funny because, like, you'll talk to a girl and they're like, oh, you're leaving me? Oh, you're losing weight? I was like, no, I don't feel – I feel like shit on fire, you know? So it's like, oh, you're getting shit because you're going to dump me? No, it's because I don't feel good. You know?
Right.
Because you're right. The firehouse
said the same
firehouse
thing
is your
that's
biggest,
why I left.
Yeah.
He said that.
Because it's true. Every fireman does. But also, too, is the firehouse is your biggest critic because they don't hold back. You know how it is. You got to have tough skin. They don't hold back. They'll make fun of you. They don't care. But it's also part of times that they do care because they're doing that. They motivate you. Because remember, we don't know how to, like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be like, yo, you better get in shape or you're going to die. Because we don't have a filter. So, like I said before, is when we started, when I started, there was nobody out there. I had to go to a real gym, which I'm glad I did because I made so many good friends from that gym around the country that started helping me. But you can go to the internet and type in Firefighter Fitness, and there's probably loads of workouts. But like I said, if you really want to get in depth, if your department has grants and stuff, the company O2X, like they come in for a four-day workshop. And the biggest thing they do that I love is they put you on the body percentage scale. And it measures your body mass and your body fat. And then you get the big guy walks in like, yo, I'm a muscular guy. And it shows his body fat. And then you can see his face like, maybe I should. And it's an awake because we all don't think so. Sometimes we think, yo, I'm just a big dude. I'm big boned, right? But you're not. Like, your insides are telling you something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for example, like I know I'm going on a rant a little bit, but like a big thing for me is I have sleep apnea.
No, this is beautiful.
Like, I have sleep apnea. I thought I can't get that. Like, I'm not that big yet. And I took a sleep study test, and I was, you know, waking up 69 times an hour. And
oh,
I was like, I was doing that for 2 years. Like, I couldn't get any good sleep. I have a machine now, and I brought it to the firehouse, and I was like, oh, guys are going to make fun of me. They're going to mess with my mask.
Yes.
I go upstairs. There's three other ones, and I'm like, yes. Like, I was going to detail or relocate. I'm like, I see another guy with one. We're like, yes.
Yeah. Instant connection. Hey, you snore too?
Yeah. Yeah, but
yeah,
that's the thing. Like, I was
I'm
getting kicked
out
of the bunk room. So I was like, yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. But, like, I was getting kicked out of the bunk room, and I'm like, I don't like this. So I got a machine. Oh, I'm in the bunk room. I sleep nice. But it's like, and that's another thing. A guy in a firehouse told me, hey, you should get checked. And he's like, here's the symptoms. So I'm like, oh, my God, I have those symptoms. So I got checked. So it's like the pride is going to kill you. Because you're like, no, I can't do that. I can't be made fun of. And it's like, we got to get over that. If that makes any sense, because, like, we're going to kill our own selves.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
You know, so,
yeah.
But no, you're getting back to it. Like, yeah, if you want to type in something, Google it, because we didn't have those access when we were younger. You know, we had Oregon Trail, remember? Like, we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Far, like,
and my ox would
them,
always
like,
die
showing,
crossing the
we're
river.
Showing, yeah,
down.
We're showing our age now. Well, yeah, so that's the thing, like, because I feel the same way. Like, I used to be lost. I'm like, what do I do to work out? Like, I didn't know how to bench press. I didn't know how to deadlift. I just benched and did arms for the, you know, curls for the girls. So I knew. So now it's like I evolved. Like, I do so much other stuff than just lifting. I do cardio. I did yoga. Like, it's crazy how much I do, you know, and it
benefits
your job.
Tell me about that real quick. I don't want to sidetrack you. I know we got to try to cram what we can just in case. But
sure.
So yoga. You know, that's another one you talk about pride, right? So my wife, she had actually suggested that to me. She don't do yoga or nothing, but I got a real bad back. Now, I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir here. Like, that's just par for the course and what we do and everything. But I got a real bad back, and I don't want to get surgery because I'm afraid, you know, I only got 14 in the pension. So I'm like, I don't want to get an early retirement, being unfit for duty.
Same
doesn't
thing,
matter. Man. I'm the chief now. Like, yeah. So she had said she looked up a bunch of stuff and she was saying about doing yoga. So if you don't mind, you know, however much time we can get out of you on it. But tell me about yoga, you know, like what you did with that and all, because like, again, that's another pride thing. You know, guys don't want to do it, but then you look up like Emmett Smith. He used to do ballet dancing and yoga. The guy was the greatest running back in the history of the NFL. You know, it's like, well, he must have been on to something, you know. So tell me about yoga real quick, if you don't mind.
I remember I was on a trip with I can say my ex, but I was in Bora Bora, one of the most beautiful places in the world. And they're like, oh, let's take a yoga class. I'm like, no one's going to see me here. Let's do it. And I did yoga. And I remember being in a position, and I didn't like it because it made me think of the pro school. Like, when you do something bad, you do a plank, right? So it brought back bad memories at first. I'm like, well, this ain't helping me. How am I supposed to be like namaste, whatever it is? Like, I feel a pain. I don't like this. So at first I was like, and the instructor was really cool. She worked with me and we did some things and I came back to the city. I was like, you know what? Let me try it again because it felt good. I stretched. Because how many times were we like, oh, we're going to work out. I don't have time to stretch. I'm going to go right to it. Once again, we're like, oh, I'm not alpha. No, I did some stretching and I was like, no, it's pretty cool. So it was actually, it started as a joke in the city. Me and a couple of big guys from my gym were like, yo, let's go to yoga class. We'll be the biggest guys there to laugh at us. And we did some yoga and I was like, this actually feels good. Like, this is a good, and another thing, like I said, there's actually yoga for first responders.
Like I said, when you find everything on the internet, you can find anything. Yeah, there's a company that helps firemen do yoga.
Nice.
Like, it's insane how many resources and tools are out there for us that we don't know about.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is look. And then, like, you type in yoga for firefighters, you know, like, four things pop up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I only know because I did an article for them. And I was like, this is crazy. And then the article came out and everybody saw it. But whatever. I'm used to it. I'm going to pose like I look like I'm hurting. And it got put up in the files for like a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how it is.
Oh, yeah. I wrote something one time and fire engineering, you know, they put your picture with it. And the picture that I had, it was like a ducklet picture. And the guys had it on inside the bathroom stalls. And they put, you know, because the name of my business, my teaching company is Passion in Leading. So they put Passion in Pushing. They had it on in the stalls. And every one of the stations had it in the stalls. I'm like, come on, man, seriously.
Yeah, like once you embrace it, you get over it. Like it took me, 6 years to embrace it. I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. When I first started, I was like, this sucks. Like, I'm getting made fun every day for trying to be in shape. And then I just embrace it.
Exactly.
It's part of the job, you know?
Right.
They always say when
you're
a pro,
bettering
right?
yourself by doing it.
Oh, definitely. But what they say when you're a pro, if they don't talk to you, they don't like you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you gotta embrace it. Once you embrace it, it is what it is. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it works. Like, I got bigger, and like, I remember one day I was like, yo, you look big. I'm like, you fucking with me? I was like, thank you. But yeah, so it's part of the fire service, you know.
Oh yeah. Another part of that is, and we covered some of it, but just what are some of the mental benefits to conducting this type of, you know, physical fitness training coupled with the yoga stuff?
I mean, yoga is just more calming yourself, I guess. Like I'm not big into yoga, but I'll do it. Like, it's just more like a sense of calming. And also, how many times you pull your shoulder? You bruise your leg, like your leg's sore, but a lot of it helps your stretching, you know, because we don't stretch. And think about a lot of times as a fireman, we don't sit at a desk and answer phones all day. We twist our, move our bodies in certain ways that we're not supposed to. So think about doing that over a course of 20 years. Your body's not supposed to take that, like, beating. Like my buddy from San Diego Fire, Zog, he was a big one that taught this was that, think about it, right? Like athletes, they only train, I mean, train every year, but they only go to work maybe 25% of the year. Like we have to be ready every day we're at work for something that we don't know might happen. So you want your body in the best shape it can be in. So if yoga helps that, you know, your sore shoulder, or thinking about this, well, I was taught this, I didn't even notice. You carry a set of irons in your right hand for a certain amount of years, your right side is going to start deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. How many times you step in and out of the truck not knowing you're destroying your body. So yoga helps all that.
And then
it's the little things
that
we don't think about.
Right. And the mental benefit of it. So my takeaway just for me, there's a lot of shit that we deal with in the fire service. And I don't even mean just on the calls. Like, obviously you're going to see crap on the calls and whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, just in the firehouse, you know, the personalities, the time away from everything, you know, because of how consuming the firehouse life can be. So to me, I would think that like this type of stuff, like working out and all is a good outlet to being able to decompress and get rid of some of that, you know,
100%
built up frustrations, you know. Yeah.
100% of, like, you know, when I was going through my dark times, my gym in Brooklyn has these two huge metal doors. And I always tell myself, once I go through those doors, everything just disappeared. And I got my workout in, and I felt great, and I left, and I felt a better man walking out of that gym than walking in.
Yeah. You just feel better about yourself.
It clears your mind.
Accomplished. Right.
Like, think about even that, like, it's going to take a little longer because I love people. I was one of them. You work out for 3 days, you're like, yo, I'm not losing weight. What's going on? But, like, when you get into that where your bunker gear fits or, like, oh, my God, I haven't worn this shirt in years, your mindset gets a little better. Or I'm up 4 flights of stairs, I'm not winded. You're like, okay, I could be a better fireman.
Right.
You do. I remember we went to a fire, and I started working out again. I felt good. I was running.
and I had the OV, and I had to get to the rear. So I forced two doors when I climbed the fire escape, and I was like, yo, this job's fun again. Like, it doesn't hurt. Like, I felt good. I'm not out of breath. I was like, let's do this all day. Mm-hmm. Instead of, oh, no, we got to run, like, oh, man, I'm going to have to do something. Now it's like, let's go.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful feeling.
The job's fun again. The job's fun again. Yeah, it's fun again. It's like you're a junior guy. Like, let's go to fires.
Yeah. And that's a nice thing, you know, like I I'm not on the truck like you are, you know, anymore. And I'm not going to lie, I miss it. But it is like, it's just, because I'm young, man. We're the same age, you know. It's like I'm proud of what I've been able to accomplish.
You're smarter than me. I'm just a truck.
No, man, I'm not. I'm telling you, bro. That's what I'm saying is, like, I kind of think it over, and I'm like, you know, maybe I should have waited a little longer, you know. But what do you call it? I agree. Like, it's the same thing. Like, you know, when we're doing training stuff, if we were doing some live fire stuff and I'll participate in the drills with them. And, you know, I started losing some weight, over the winter into the summer now. And we did some in the spring, and I was able to stay in there longer. I just felt so much better than I did when we did it a few months before, when I was like 40 pounds heavier. And I felt like just my own sense of confidence. Like, I was like, yeah, man, like, I could still do this. Like, you know, like, I feel pretty good, you know, like it's just that in itself, you know, outside of all of the obvious health positivities, the mental aspect of it, you know, like we don't like what we see in the mirror, you know, like you said, you know, you throw a shirt on that you haven't worn in years, and all of a sudden, because that literally just happened to me, like, I got a shirt that says it's from my cousin Vinny, and it says Vincent, yeah, it says Vincent LaGuardia Gambini, attorney at law, and then it says protecting them Utes since 1992. And I ordered this shirt last year, and I have never been able to wear it because it was too tight. And now it's baggy on me. I'm like, this is great. Like, it fits like, it, you know, it almost is loose now, you know? So I'm like, this is great. Like, I feel good, you know, like, just that mental positivity of it, you know, is like, I try to say that to people, like, you know, like, I got it, you know, working out sucks sometimes. And like you said, you know, these guys want instant results and they don't get them and all that, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a race, but it is a very rewarding marathon, because the things that, you know, you're able to notice in the results, like you said before, you know, that literally just happened to me, putting on a shirt that you haven't been able to wear, you know, all of a sudden you get that rush of confidence running up a flight of stairs where 6 months ago, you know, you went up one and you were like, ooh, and you feel a tightness in your chest and all, and you're like, shit, man, you know? So yeah, bro, like I see nothing but positivity in everything that you're talking about, because
think about the big mental thing that I'm one of the 100% mental thing that I think about is, we go into a fire, right? And we have an inside team, or we go as a group. You don't want to be the first one off air, right? You want your vibe alert to go off. So now you're like, you're hopping because you're bigger, you're taking more oxygen. Now you're like, oh, man, I'm going to be the first guy to get out of here. It's a good job. You don't want to be that guy now. You're like, okay, I can breathe easy. I got more air. I'm like, let's do my job. I mean, that's a mental – I was always a mental thing for me. It's like, oh, I don't want to be the first guy off air. Like, oh, look at this big guy sucking his bottle down. You know, that was a huge mental thing for me.
Yeah. all right, so this is this is a good question, because I know you, you know, so – who are some of the people who have mentored you and inspired you throughout your career? And then how did they benefit you in where you're at now?
Honestly, I remember first walking into my firehouse and, you know, us, we used to be volleys. Like, it used to be your dad was the chief, or your uncle knew somebody, or was like this 19-year-old kid. So I walked in to 16-7 on 29th Street, a nervous 24-year-old going, what am I doing? Like, oh my gosh, this is happening. And I see, like, my first two, like, captains, Captain the Engine, Captain Dottie, who's now a chief retired, and then my captain, Captain Rob, now is a chief in the Bronx. And you see these guys, and, like, you look at them like, yo, these guys are, like, legit. They're five in the Bronx three warriors. Like, they know their shit. And you're like, oh, my God, this is, like, it's happening. And they just, like, you didn't want to mess up in front of them, you know?
So, like, those two were a big, like, part of my career. And then also probably Lieutenant Giacoy, he's a captain now. He's off the job. He took me my first fire. And that's where I kind of knew this is real. So I remember falling because they're fast. They go up the rig fast, and you're, like, fumbling for your tools because you're new. And we get to the stair. We open the staircase. It's not like at home where, oh, I see the fire. Fire was, like, on the 20th floor. I'm, like, we're in the elevator. It's, like, mm-hmm. backdrop, like, oh, my God, I remember this scene. And we get out. He flies up the two flights of stairs. I'm there. We kick open the door, and it's lights out. And I'm like, we're not even in the fire department yet. Like, what's going on? And I remember following him in, and I just saw Giacoy on the back of his coat fade away into the darkness. And I'm like, shit. Like, I got to find this guy. Like, he's, you know, and then, but he got me to the door. He let me in, and, like, we found the fire, and, like, we did our thing. And he was, like, a really big inspiration because he was almost like a father figure to us because, like, he had that, like, you know, thing about him where it was like, oh, the kids are working today. But, like, he taught me so much, and I'm grateful for him. And all the senior guys in Ladder 7, when I got here, guys had 20-plus years, 19 years. You know, they taught me everything. I remember my first drill was, like, I'm thinking we're going to throw some ladders, we're going to force a door. No. They made me get dressed in the rig and sit there and be like, okay, what are you thinking? Where are we going? And I was like, whoa, like, it took in depth of, like, this whole thing. And then, like, you look at Ladder 7, like, I mean, everybody probably talks about it, but I think I work for the best truck company on the job, you know? Like, the stuff that they do and then the reputation, there's, like, you don't want to mess that up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Guys before you did are legends. Like, the guys that died in 9/11, those guys are legends. Like, you hear about their stories, and you're like, man, that's some, like, superhero shit, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to fail them. So, like, that was all my inspiration in, like, to do this job right. Because when I told the young guys, when I got another time on, it's not about your fuck-ups. It's about how you make the company look. Because it's not, oh, so-and-so messed up. So-and-so messed up. It was like, yo, did you hear what Ladder 7 did?
Mm-hmm.
So I took that from the senior guys, and they taught me, I was like, listen, it's not all about you. If you do something wrong, it's not Billy Hegedus did something wrong. It was, hey, you see that guy from 7. So
right.
that really stuck with me in this job because we're a team. Like the whole thing is an I in team. Well, when you come here, you believe in that because now you're not just a guy. You have that front piece on your helmet. That's your company. That's like that's you, man. That's your home.
Yeah.
So, like, those guys, all that right there just really, really inspired me to be who I am today on this job. Like really mentally and like positively helped me. And like I said, you go to probie school, right? You learn a way. You learn the book way in probie school. Then you get to your firehouse and you learn 9 different ways to do things. But you pick up something from all those guys. Like my current roommate right now, Pete Uchik, love him to death, like a brother. I remember one day we're forcing the door and he's like, listen, do this. And I was doing it. He goes, why are you listening to me? I was like, because you told me to. He goes, no, man, that's your door. You don't listen to anybody else. That's your door. And I was like, and I took this to this day. That, you know, that's something that, you know, you just in your mind. You know, it's something they'll teach you in probie school.
Right.
Like you take a lot from, like, the guys above you, and then you give it to the guys below you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you got to be a dick,
process.
You be a dick, but you're always going to be there for them. You're like the big brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, that's kind of what I think helped me, like, my big inspirations on this job. Like, who I look up to.
Mm-hmm.
So,
man,
that's about
man.
It with those guys. I mean, it's just, it's like family here. The second family, you know that.
Oh yeah, I tell
you know,
people
guys
all the time when
I'm
going over. Yeah, yep.
Like how many weddings, absolutely. Divorce parties, baptisms,
divorce
like,
parties?
You go to all of them.
Yep. No, you're right. Absolutely right. Yeah, it's
and
funny you said
just...
about the company number. I say that all the time. I say, you know, your company number, your department name, and your company number. It's like your father's last name. You know,
exactly.
Like,
you don't want to mess up. You don't want to.
Yeah, when you screw up, you're screwing
you're right.
up his good name. You know.
Yeah, you're right.
So, it's just awesome that you said that because I say that everywhere I go. Whenever I give any of my classes, I always say, you know, listen, when you screw up, they don't care about you. They care about what number it said on your code or on your front shield or on your engine, you know, or on your truck. And that's what it is. And it's the
exactly.
same as your dad's last name. You know, you don't want to let you know, your dad gave you a last name. Don't screw it up, you know?
Yeah.
No, I like that. It's good stuff. All right, last part. What type of legacy do you want to leave behind?
It's not dying. No, okay. I guess, honestly.
Jesus.
Come on. Sorry. Honestly, I know I sounded bad. I should take that back.
No, honestly, it's fitting.
What I said before is that I want them, like the guys before me, like I want to be, and also too, like I don't want to be the guy who has the legacy in the firehouse. Strongman, I want it. I want people down the road to be like, you know what? It's okay to do strongman because they did it. Like I want to pave that road for other firemen to do strongman. But in the fire service, I just want to be part of that team, like, you know, part of Ladder 7 that did a good job. Like, hey, they got a unit for doing that. Or, hey, 7, you know, did a great job with that fire. I'm more, like, incognito when it comes to the fire service because, like, I just want to be part of that team that makes the house look good. Like, I want to be part of that, hey, the guys before you, not, hey, Billy before you. It was like, the guys before you did this. Don't fuck up. So, now that's in the firehouse. But in the strongman, yeah, I want some fat fireman to be like, you know what? I want to be like that guy. I want to, you know, strongman looks fun. How do I start? Let me Google strongman firefighting and popped up. I'm like, yo, if he can do it, I can do it. So if I can save a life by just looking at, you know, strongman, that's more enough for me.
Amen.
That's more enough. Like if I can help somebody lose weight because they were like in my shoes going, I'm a big guy. I don't want to do CrossFit. I don't know where I'm going. If I can help them by them clicking a button and looking at all these guys and girls that I post that are just like him doing these fun workouts and losing weight and getting stronger, I'm a happy man, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I told you before, I'm so proud of you. Like, you know, I know what you've accomplished, but it's the reach that you have gained in what you're doing and you and your team, you know, what you guys are doing, because it's very inspiring and it's beneficial for what we do in our career and the exercises, the type of stuff you do, you know, they're applicable to our job. It's not just like, and I'm not trying to undercut what you're doing. I'm saying it's not just like, you know, let's all just get beefy and be big firemen. Like it's also,
yeah.
these are exercises that, like you were saying before, you know, just about the way you pull something or the way you drag something or the way you hook something, you know, like these exercises that you're doing, you're utilizing and you're strengthening muscles and your body to positively react to these things that it's going to have to do on impulse anyway. So why not, you know, it's the same as fire training. We train constantly for this job so we can continue to be proficient at it. So things aren't perishable, but what about physical fitness? I mean, we have to, you know, our number one tool on our truck is our body. We have to use that
exactly.
In order to do everything else. So, yeah.
No, I agree with you.
Well, I agree with you. That's why I said it. You know,
No.
No, but that's why it is. I am so proud of you because it is such a great reach that you have. It is nice, you know, when we were coming up, we didn't have social media like we do now. So why not use it for the good that you can use it for and spread that message and be that inspiration for somebody.
I'm trying to make like a firehouse, a little humor there, here and there. But like, if you need something, let me know. Like I had a friend of mine, you know, they had a problem with a ladder raise. Like they couldn't raise a ladder. So I taught them what a Viking press is called. It's a front press. Where you use your body, and it helps stimulate a ladder raise. And guess what? He did it, and then here we go. He's better at what he does. And, you know, that's when I first started doing this. I was like, look, we can help people. You know, I was, like, really surprised how we started. And then you also, too, you're right with the whole around the country thing. I was like, I remember I was at the FDIC. Some kid was wearing my T-shirt, and he wanted to take a picture of me. And I'm like, who the fuck are you? Like, that's weird. Because I didn't know, like, oh, my God, I'm making a difference. I was like, nah, dude. Like,
yeah,
away from me.
Yeah.
Like you weirdo. No, but it was like I couldn't believe like how much of a difference I was making without doing it because I'm humble. Like I'm.
Yeah, it's a
like,
big. Impact.
I always tell people. I tell everybody on my Instagram, around the country. I was like, listen, you have a bed to sleep on, in my apartment, and then if you want to work out with me, you come to New York. You want to get a workout with me? It's a free workout. Like I'll take care of you, and then we'll go through a workout and do strongman. Any firefighter around the country, like come to the gym, and we'll do. If I'm off, let's go.
You kick somebody's ass in the gym.
Nah, bro. I'll go. You never kick my ass. You never know. Some big boys out there.
Yeah, no, but I mean, just the exercise, don't matter how big they are, because the shit that you're doing.
yeah, you know, they don't realize
just what it's going to do to them, you know?
Oh, definitely. No, that's great, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so before we end it, I'm giving you the floor. Any final words from you? Anything that you want to leave out there? Anything you want to say? The floor is yours, brother.
I just think, once again, like I said before, is that, like, we're all alphas, like, we all have a job to do. We're all, like, not scared, but like, oh, we don't want nobody to know. If you're feeling something, like, if you feel this way, like, reach out for help, man. Like, there's avenues out there to help you lose weight. There's avenues for depression. There's avenues for sleep studies. Like, our job is brutal. We're not 20-something-year-old kids anymore. And we know, like, this ain't an office job. This job takes a toll on us. So if you're feeling that way, don't be macho. Don't be like, oh, I'll be fine. I'll take some aspirin. Like, reach out to people, because there's people out there that care about you. This is a brother and sisterhood. Like, that's what we're here for. And, like, that's basically it, man. Like, we're all here for each other.
Yeah, beautiful. I'm so glad we did this, bro. Seriously, I appreciate
it. I mean, you got to come visit now.
I know. I remember a couple of years back, I didn't get to see you, though. Me and Chrissy went to the city, and I was going to try to meet up with you. I was in Little Italy for a little bit, and I was going to try to head out your way to meet up with you.
Carbon it up.
But,
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I am for sure. I'm definitely going to come out there, man. I promise. I gotta see you guys. Yeah. I gotta definitely catch up with you, man. Miss you.
More than welcome, brother.
Miss you
too.
Yeah, it's
good to finally get on the show.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad to have you on here, man. It's great. Seriously. And then you know, make sure you give your love to my family, bro. I hope everybody's doing
likewise,
great.
Likewise, bro. Definitely.
All right, well, you stay safe, brother. Thank you so much for doing this, and, you know, we'll be in touch for sure, all right?
Sounds good, brother. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too.
Later. All right.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining. This is Dave McGlynn with Fire Engineering Podcast, Networking for Success. Everybody stay safe out there.
Thanks for tuning in to Fire Engineering Talk Radio.